It's so good to have a special lady with us tonight. Heather Gonzalez, I am so thankful that you're here. And, you know, in the midst of this crazy time that we're in, this global pandemic, shutting down schools, shutting down colleges, universities, even shutting down Haltom Christian School, you know, instantly, you guys went to work instantly and I was blown away with the way you put everything together and the way God did everything. And then we find ourselves, mothers are becoming teachers, you know, instead of the public schools. Now it's in the private schools, the private Christian schools, all those things. And now as this year, school year, is drawing to a close, what a year it has been, now the graduation time is approaching. And, I was thinking about school because, you know, as you know me, I love teachers. I love education. I'm very pro-education. I don't exalt it above God or anything like that. But I believe that we should be an educated people, and I believe God wants us to be an educated people. But at the same time, you know, if you go back and think of where we are now, and then if you look at the beginning of our nation, if you go back to the colonies, the 13 colonies, and see how all the way back in the 1600s, how they started passing laws that every city in the colonies, they had to have a school. I mean, that's really just shows you their mindset as well. And then I was looking through my library today, and I just happened on the New England Primer, and then of course it's called now it is called the New England Primer. I'm sorry, and I was looking through it because this book was the first textbook printed in the colonies in America. All the way back, and let me look at the date. I wrote it down. 1690, and it was a primer for students that were just learning to read. And I looked through here, and I was just as we were talking earlier, and you know, I love how they put it all together. It was used even up until 1836. That's when McGuffey's Reader took off. You know, but let me just read here if I can see it. This is called one of the infant's prayer that they learned and memorized. And it's very simple. It just says, "Oh, bless me, O Lord, and let my food strengthen me to serve you in Jesus' name." You know, what a little treasure chest all of this is. And, of course, this being a Teacher Appreciation Week, I thank all the Haltom Christian school teachers, I thank you and all of that. So tonight on Calvary Connection, we have not only a wonderful wife and a wonderful mother, a great husband. Josh, thank you for letting me steal her away for a few hours for this thing tonight. And of course, Josh is a Fort Worth Police Department, and I thank God for him, a wonderful brother. And of course, you have three little children, but also with all the other things that you do, of course, you know, three girls, that's a handful right there. But you're also the principal of Haltom Christian School, and you're really the one who put it all together. You're the one who organized it. You're the one who sacrificed hours, days, and weeks. Not trying to build you up, yeah. You know that, but you did do those things, and I watched you do those things. So tonight, I'm thankful that you're here with us, especially during Teacher Appreciation Week. But I'd like to just kind of start off with a question. You know, how in the world did this all really happen? I called a moment ago. I said it was God's divine delay. Mm-hmm. But how did it all come together?
Yeah, I was actually really excited when you asked me to be here with you tonight because as the years progressed, I really wanted this opportunity to share about all of the things God has done because from the beginning, He's just had this plan for this particular school. Mm-hmm. And watching Him open doors in such miraculous ways and send His people to prepare this work for these children has been an incredible experience and such a privilege. So the initial idea kind of started in December of 2017. And I remember kind of coming to you with it and not knowing. First, I guess I was really surprised in our initial meeting when you said, I didn't have a lot of information for you, but you just said, let's see what the Lord does with it. And so we kind of hit the ground and started thinking about what would this school look like, and how do we glean wisdom, because I certainly had no idea how to do this. And watching the Lord just open every single door. And I remember I had this moment where, as I started realizing all of the work it was going to take and all of the doors that had to open at just the right time, I was kind of discouraged, because I thought, how is this ever going to come to pass? And how could I ever be used to do something like this? And the Lord just gave me a word from 1 Corinthians 3:6, and it really is my life scripture. But it's, I've planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And there's a saying that my dad has always said to me, that we honor the labor, but the Lord owns the results. And so in that moment, I thought, okay, Lord, it's not my job to define it. It's just my job to serve and just plant and water and see what he does with it. And so from that moment, I was encouraged again. And then confirmation came in February when we had our 25th anniversary for Calvary. And you shared that the first scripture for your first Calvary meeting was that same scripture.
Right.
And I just had this moment sitting out there and thinking, wow, look at what the Lord did to bring Calvary from this home church into this beautiful place. And so what is he going to do with this school? And so we just started moving forward. And I mean, really just the way he opened doors, there were a handful of schools that were so integral in how we defined who we were as a school. And they would let me come on and just meet with their administrative staff and their principals and the people that had laid the foundation for their school, and sit in the classrooms and see how their teachers taught and what kinds of curriculum were efficient for different grade levels, and just gleaned so much wisdom from these people. And they were so encouraging, and that was something that was incredible to me, is that at no point did anybody look at this as competition. It was just, let's further the mission, and that as Christian schools, we do have a mission, and it's to teach these children about Jesus Christ, and to hopefully that the Lord would use us to lead them into a saving relationship with him. And so they were just ecstatic about this opportunity. And
well, there was a divine favor of God on it from the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, it was amazing. Just so like that you said, delay, everybody would help you, reach out to you, and
yes,
they were for what you were building here.
Yes. And then you know, it was our heart to open for the school year of 2018.
Right.
And then the Lord, that was one of the things that was surprising, was we had this hiccup with the city. And then we couldn't get a permit.
Yes.
And we really couldn't speak to many people in the city that would kind of work with us on how to get it. And then you actually bumped into an old friend that was a city planner.
Yes.
And that had shared that this building had been approved to be a school in 1990, because it was a school at that time, right? Mm-hmm. And so he actually went to bat for us and brought that up. And so it just showed that the Lord had been planning this many years before, because without that, they were not going to approve the permit.
Yes. Amazing all that he's done.
Yes.
And yeah. But it was a divine delay that yes. was much needed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because there was so much there yes. was so much planning that we had no idea, you
right.
know. So, yeah, it's been an incredible journey.
Amen. Well, the Lord is good. And then, of course, this being Teacher Appreciation Week, you know, what a great team that God has pulled together for you, and mm-hmm. and how much they love you, respect you, and they're such hard workers, you know?
They are, actually. That's one of the other really amazing things the Lord's done, is he just sends people with a passion for this work, for this school. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly sit here and say that every single one of our staff members and teachers just operate with this spirit of excellence. It's so humbling to see their passion, and how, you know, when I did interviews, there were times that the applicant would ask, well, how many students do you have? And I would say, well, we have a class of about 3, maybe 5, you know, and their face would just kind of go, what? And I think some of them thought that this was going to be easier because we had such small class sizes. And the truth is, it's so much more difficult because you know, operating in that spirit of excellence, these teachers are preparing lesson plans and teaching as if they were planning for a class of 20.
Right.
So the children don't lose anything by having this very small class size. They actually gain so much because the teachers are able to really invest in every child at exactly where they're at academically. So it's wonderful for the children, but it adds just a completely different layer for the teachers to sit and prepare.
Right.
And so to see these women just do it so heartily and just with this joy in them, and that you, it's genuinely just their passion. The Lord has just planted them here for
yes.
this time.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, when you really look at all of it, going back to that divine delay that we were talking about. And let me preface, say this. Those that are tuning in at Halton Christian School, this is just our first year.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we're about to complete
our first year.
Yeah. Right. But what is amazing that most people, they have no clue about, and rightly so, but it is the labor and the work and the all that is needed to just finally, all the year and a half, to work to launch a school.
Yes.
I mean, God had his hand all over that because it was, I mean, I was blown away.
And so was I. And that was, I mean, I remember sharing on our dedication day how there would be these moments where I would come to an obstacle. And like I said, I had no idea how to do this or where to turn. And he would just plant people. Prime example, when we started to open the library.
Right.
And I was thinking, how are we going to fill this up with books? And I don't know how to organize a library. So I just made a call to a librarian in Watauga, and she was so gracious. She came here on campus and went into the library and taught me how to break it down for the children. And then I called the Haltom City Library, and they ended up donating over 300 books
right.
for these kids. And I remember as we started to try to get the word out, I am not a tech-savvy person, so it was a miracle in itself that I could build the website. thankfully, it was template-based. But I remember finishing it and having this moment where I was like, yes, hit publish. And then I went to Google and Bing and started searching Haltom Christian School, and we didn't pop up anywhere. And so I was shocked, and I had no idea that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes for I now know it's called SEO, search engine optimization. but I remember thinking, what am I going to do? Because I have no idea how to do that. And then this family, who's a dear Calvary family,
yes.
had just started attending our church. And his career's in marketing. And so he had approached us and said, if you ever need help with marketing, let us know. 2 days after I published the website. And then it was through them that they actually put me in touch with a dear woman. She's a principal of a very large private Christian school,
uh-huh.
and really just laid the groundwork for this particular school, and had done that for, I think it was over 20 years.
Yes.
But she's a very dear mentor to me, and anytime we kind of cross something where it's unnavigated territory, I know that I can call her, and she just prays for us and just really helps discern the Lord and just gives wisdom from her years of experience. But that in itself has been such a gift. But
she is a tremendous blessing.
She really is.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So now with Teacher Appreciation Week, you know, and our teachers that we have, I'm so thankful for, and I know you are as well.
Yes.
So Tanya,
yes.
right? So
uh-huh.
are we going to talk about her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is Miss Tanya Leet. She's our preschool teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure our Calvary family knows if you meet Tanya,
yes.
the first thing you're filled with is joy.
Yes.
Hands down. She is such just a joyful, the joy of the Lord is her strength. And my daughter is the youngest one in the preschool class, and it was her first time really being away from me when we enrolled her. And watching Tanya nurture these children is just incredible because they come in and they're just little babies. I mean, these are 3 and 4-year-olds that have really never been away from their parents in most circumstances. And she is amazing as a teacher because she's really developed our pre-K program to be an academic program because she looks at these children and she sees everything that they can do. Mm-hmm. And there's been times where, as a mom, I think, you know, well, my daughter was three. She can't do that. And Tanya's shown me time and again that she can. I mean, we have these kids reciting scripture, counting syllables, I mean, rhyming words. And it's just because when she is teaching, it's just from this perspective that, yes, you can. And she always teaches them to try their very best. And it's such a gift. She's absolutely a gift.
Anyone can be around Tanya for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and know immediately that she is a leader, she is organized, and she is on target, man.
Yes.
What a blessing she is. It's a joy that she's part of this.
Yes.
I'm very thankful. I know you as well.
Yes, and I'll say too, you know, her family took a huge leap of faith to join this here. And so she has quite a story on her own. Their family does, about how the Lord provided for them to enroll their children here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they did that first, and then the employment came later. But, I mean, she's absolutely a perfect fit. And the way the Lord uses her is just, it, like I said, it's absolutely incredible to watch. We're so blessed to have her.
Well, Tanya, if you're listening, we love you and we are thankful for you. Amen?
Amen.
And who do we have? Who's the next?
So this is Miss Amy Weller. She's our kindergarten teacher. And she came to us in a very supernatural way. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Lord just sent her here. And again, this is a woman with years of experience. And one thing I'll say is that in our staff, I think what makes everybody such a great team is we're all strong in different areas. And so she came in, and she is just, the things that she's done with our kindergarten program is amazing. I mean, taking these kids, again, I've learned out of all of the different grade levels I've had any kind of experience in teaching or volunteering in, kindergarten, to me, is the hardest. Because same thing as pre-K, they come in as little babies, and when they leave, they're little academians, you know.
Right.
And they're learning to read and all of these really big milestones. And the things that she's done to just nurture their hearts and their character is just really amazing. And actually, I can speak to it as a parent, too, because my daughter Hannah, about midway through the school year, she really started to struggle. And I think it's because she didn't come into kindergarten reading. And so, you know, learning that skill, it was very difficult for her. And I always tell her that she's very picture smart. And she's just very much a free spirit and just learned in a different way. And she's such a deep thinker. So she doesn't really fit into the traditional box of schooling. And for some reason, there was just a shift in her. When she started the year, she was so joyful and obedient and just had this heart where she loved school. And then around November, we saw this big shift, and she just became so defeated and just felt like she wasn't smart and she couldn't do these things in the classroom. And so Miss Weller joined us towards the end of December. And now, looking at Hannah and how she's blossomed, because when Miss Weller stepped into the classroom, she never let Hannah say that she couldn't do something. Mm-hmm. She doesn't let any of her students say that. She always tells them that they're going to try or they're still learning. And all we're asking them to do is their very best. And so now, seeing my daughter as she tackles these difficult things on, you know, her schooling now from home, it's so funny to watch her kind of start to struggle. And then she'll look at me and she'll say, "But I'm still learning," or, you know, but I mean, to just see that change in perspective and see how important these teachers are in nurturing the hearts of these children, because Miss Weller had such a spirit of discernment to come in and see, she instantly picked up on it with Hannah, and she just made it her mission to build this relationship with her, and that she would not leave kindergarten with that spirit. Because then, you know, if you let that continue, then these children start to hate school. Yes. And so it just changes their whole kind of academic journey.
But, you know, the power of a teacher, you know, the influence of a teacher, as we were talking, you know, before mm-hmm. we went live, I mean, they're instrumental.
Yes.
I mean, you know, like I said, Condoleezza Rice said, influence is power. And as we know, there's two types of influence. There's positive and there's negative. But when a teacher loves a kid, when the teacher loves what she does, mm-hmm. it's transferred right to them. Mm-hmm. And they know that. I mean, children are so perceptive, you know. And I thank God for teachers in my own life, that what the influence that they still have on me, even after all these years, and I'm only 30 years old now. You know what I'm saying? It's a joke, Calvary, you know. So, you know, Amy's something that she had said here is she said, the way I ended up teaching at Haldim Christian School was in such a God-ordained way. This is part of what makes it so special. I was assured that it is where I have been called. She says, Haldim Christian School is unique, and it's a very loving place, and the kids are precious. The teachers, I love what she said, the teachers are amazing, the leadership humble and well-executed. Amen and amen to that. Thank you, Amy. You're a blessing. So
I'll share one more thing about Amy, too, that I think really defines the teachers as a whole, is I actually got to meet with her this week, which was such a blessing because we've been apart, obviously, for many weeks now. And she had to pop on campus to grab a couple of things to wrap up the year. And so we had a moment where I could speak to her. And I think seeing these teachers not only from an administrative perspective, but as a mother, it's a whole nother level. And so having this moment with her where I got to share, just thank you for what you've done, not just for Haldim, but, you know, for my daughter.
Amen.
And just praising her because she, I told her, you'll always have a very special place in my heart because of just how Hannah's transformed. And she told me, you know, Heather, I don't deserve the accolades because it's Christ in me.
Wow.
And I think, man, what a word. And for our staff and our team, I mean, there's no other situation where you can have a team of people that come together and they just submit themselves to the Lord. And it's just for his will, his glory. It's not about them. It's just the hearts of these children. And to be able to say we have that is only the Lord. And so I just like, yeah, I just love all of our teachers.
Amen.
Yeah. This next one up here, this is Miss Miriam Parra. She's our volunteer art and Spanish teacher, and if there were one word that I would use to sum up Miss Miriam, it is service. This woman will serve in any capacity, just has that servant's heart, and there's such a gentleness about her, and the way that she's developed our art and our Spanish program, it's so exciting because I think a lot of times preschoolers don't have an opportunity to explore a foreign language. But, you know, when we discussed her teaching and would she want to teach the preschoolers, she was up for the task. And so hearing these little babies say things in Spanish is really funny.
You know, what always amazes me is how, you know, God, of course, he knows everything. And here he sends this lady, okay, here from out of state, with her family.
Yes.
I mean, if, you know, for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is, our teacher, like you said, and Spanish. And, I mean, it's just amazing how all the pieces come together, isn't
yes.
it? And how a wonderful part she is. You know, I was looking at some of the things that she had written, and she says, now we're here, you know, stay from out of state, living our answered prayers. And to see our son develop so much under the guidance of the Haldim Christian School staff, even through this pandemic. God is good.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I am very thankful for you, young lady. The Lord bless you. Oh, listen, I wanted to say this. This, I forgot, because my glasses are not, my contacts, as you already know, they're not working very well right now, so I'm lucky to even see anything on the page. But she says, Miriam said this, we hang onto this promise, a great promise, by the way, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the very day of Jesus Christ. What a great word. What a true word.
Yes, and that scripture that she sent blessed me so much because we've experienced a lot of change this year. I mean, we're operating in completely unnavigated territory, the unknown. And so for her to just be so, I just love Miriam because she just looks to the Lord. And so she's been completely undeterred by all of the challenges that we've dealt with this year and just has that faith to trust in the Lord and wait for him to make a move. And what a blessing that a lot of times his move involved her.
Amen. Very thankful.
And this here is our music teacher, Miss Margaret Wallen, and has so many years of experience and so many accolades as well. But she is so passionate about music. And I've never, you know, I was in band in middle school and high school, and so had several band teachers. But I've never seen a music teacher like her. Same thing, the things that she teaches our youngest is, I mean, I can't believe she can do it. I have a mom that sent a video of her daughter clapping. Her daughter, who was 4, wrote on the back of a menu at a restaurant, rhythms, quarter notes, half notes, and she was sitting there clapping them. And to know that, you know, this little 4-year-old baby could do that was awesome. And then just the inspiration she has to these children that they can sing. And I love that the first lesson she teaches them is about the Bible. And it's Jehoshaphat that wins a battle by just praising the Lord.
Yes.
And she shares that with them. And so she was like, your voice is a powerful instrument. And all of these kids, they look forward. Tuesday's our music day. They look forward to Tuesday with Miss Wallen.
You know what's incredible, Heather? I mean, really, when you think about Margaret. Now, I don't know her that well, but I am amazed that God sent her. Now, she was, I think, the musical director for Dr. David Jeremiah.
Yes.
At his church.
Yes.
And, I mean, she's for 23 years, she's been doing all this, very driven, very loving, mm-hmm. and plus her cookies are incredible.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, she, and I believe those cookies, if I'm not mistaken, they're now going to be at Six Flags or something.
Yeah,
or,
she's getting them into different places.
Unbelievable. And how much she, one of the things that she said, and I have it in her comments here, that I love so much, is that she said, the children of Haltom Christian School, they love to learn, talking about the music there, and of course, everything mm-hmm. else, but they're so excited to come to music, and they have learned so much this year, and I love this part. I'm thrilled that one has already expressed the desire to be a worship leader when she grows up. And then Margaret goes in big letters, I love Haltom Christian School, and we love you, Margaret. Amen? So what a amazing, again, how God is just putting everything together.
Yes, and like I said, these teachers come, and they have this vast amount of experience that they're bringing to this little humble school of, you know, 11 students. And just the enrichment that we're able to offer these kids because of who the Lord has sent here.
And this is just the first year.
Right.
I mean, it's, and, you know, when you think of the, just, well, let's continue. I'll get this sidetracked. I'm sorry.
Well, and this is Miss LaVon Hilton. She is our Teacher's Tots teacher. And Miss LaVon is another person who is just up for any task, but she's also a prayer warrior, and so she's kind of the mama on campus. She is constantly just watching all of us and seeing, you know, how we're carrying the season and how things are going, and is there any way that she can pray for us? And so, absolute blessing. And of course, she takes care of our staff's babies.
Sure.
And I love Miss LaVon and her position.
She is the servant of servants.
Yes.
I mean,
and really, she's a big part of why I think our teachers are able to perform so well, because they know that their baby is loved and cared for just a room away.
It's incredible to see her work and the way she does all that.
Yes.
I mean,
and
that's a gift.
Yes. And, you know, I've served in the nursery for several years now here. And so I'm very familiar with little babies under 2, but she has these children under 2, and I'm telling you, when they walk to the cafe, they're singing God is So Good. Yeah. And we did Candy Cane Lane outreach. We had the bags out on these tables one day, and she was walking to the cafe, and she stopped, and all the babies stopped and bowed their heads to pray over these families. And I mean, it just, there's so many moments where Miss LaVon makes me want to cry. She's just an incredible woman.
She is a sweet, sweet lady.
Yes.
We're definitely, I'm personally thankful for her.
Me too.
Because she has the gift of encouragement.
Encouragement and just teaching.
Yes.
I mean, these babies can count to 10. They know their colors. They're not even two. So
yeah, it's just not babysitting.
Exactly. No, she is, again, like Miss Tanya, she's made this program academic, and these babies are not just spending their day in a room with a babysitter. It's
right.
I mean, they're learning to sit and be still and color and,
that's
you
right.
know, just all of these really great skills that they'll need later.
God is good. Man.
And this one is Miss Forner. She actually she amazes me because she has such a unique task before her. We've actually combined first and second grade this year. And so not only does she work out of first grade curriculum and second grade curriculum, but as I mentioned before, because we're so small, we meet the needs of students individually. So she's juggling two curriculums and meeting the needs of these children in the classroom. And when she came on board with us, she really went to bat for her students, and we reworked the schedule and just made a way for her to be able to teach these kids efficiently, but where they could just grow in this classroom environment that really we don't hear a lot about,
right.
You know, these days. So she's just a wonderful woman, and her story to how she got here is really incredible in itself. But I remember I was sitting in an interview with her, and on paper she is just overqualified for this position.
Yes. She has, what, two masters or something?
Yes, yeah. And I remember I said, you know, Ms. Forner, the degrees, I brought it up, and she goes, oh, Heather, I didn't get those degrees for money. I got them so I could learn to be a better teacher.
Yes.
And what a word that is, because the best teachers are learners themselves, right?
Yes.
And so she just, she brings something new to the table as well. She's kind of our go-to person for gaining data on the children and really finding these resources that we can use to see how are they learning and are there any gaps that need to be filled. And it just creates a way for us to continue to meet them where they're at.
And how she came at the
right time.
Perfect.
Yes, I'm going to get into that. Yeah.
You know, I love what she's written here. You know, she says, when I went to an interview at Halter Christian School, I knew immediately that the Lord wanted me at this school. I truly believe that all my teacher education and experience was orchestrated by God for the purpose of serving at Halter Christian School. The administration, the teachers at HCS are dedicated to the spiritual academic growth of the students. It isn't easy for a school to do both well. Often, one or the other will suffer, but at HCS, I see students excelling all around. As an insider, I see God's hand all over Halter Christian School. We are doing amazing things, and next year, the next school year, my children, she says, which is wonderful, my children will be moving from another Christian school to Halter Christian School, and I couldn't be more excited. I love teaching at Halter Christian School, and I love the scripture that she used about Abraham when it says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would not receive it, or he would receive as an inheritance, but he went out not knowing where he was going. Boy, that is a true word for the school, isn't
yes.
it? And for all that's happened, all
yes.
that God's done, you know.
And for all of the families. That amazes me, too, is that these families just took a chance on us.
Yes.
You know, because we had this vision of who we were and who we are, mm-hmm. But there was really nothing to give them to prove that that's who we are until we've had our first year, and so now we can.
Yes.
But these families that just stepped out on the adventure with us and just said, like that, let's just see what God does.
On an unproven school.
Yes, and then to see him continue to work, there's so much hope for the future because all of the things that he's done, he keeps doing.
Yeah.
And so it's just amazing to see to see him move mountains at this capacity mm-hmm. so frequently. It's just...
You know, I know that we know what a tremendous team God has put together. And, you know, like I said, remember the dedication service and so forth in July. The first people in the first year of the school year that are come on board, they are not only unique, but along with you, you guys, they're the ones that put the hand to the plow. They're the ones that tear up the plow up the fallow ground, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they pave the way for future students. Mm-hmm. You guys are you lay the groundwork, you know? You listen to the Spirit of God. But more than that, the first group, like we have now, these great teachers, they're the ones, you guys are the ones that you're going to remember the sacrifices. You're going to remember all the things that happened. And they'll be the ones. They've been given the privilege of being in that yes. first group that will share with the future teachers mm-hmm. and the future students. And you know, I can just see it. You know, you should have been with us back then.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
We were in the coronavirus, sure. man. You know, so
yeah.
all of those things. And just what a blessing it's been. And I'm so thankful for that. And anything else you care to share there? And before I ask you this very, very important question.
Let's see the question, Pastor.
All right. This is very important. As you look back now, because listen, it has been, it's more than just a school year. It's all the way back, Heather.
Yep.
I mean, we know that. I mean, but as you look back, tell me about God's hand in all of it. Because going forward, you know, I know that we've sat on the couch in my office. We've prayed. You know what I mean.
Yes.
But to see God when we look back, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really overwhelms me to talk about it
sure.
because I've learned so much through this journey with the Lord and how the moments that were our greatest struggles that seemed like, how are we going to move past this and still triumph in it, is when he showed up the most, and it was such a refinement of faith in him and this just, I've said before that there's so many things that I had as head knowledge, so many scriptures from the Word that had made it up here, but now they moved here. And I feel like once they're in your heart, it just makes you more immovable. And when we talked about kind of what we would share tonight, I was praying about how much do I reveal, because it's been quite a year, as you know. And you have this saying where you always say that history is his story. And so I thought, well, we have to share it because this is our history and it is his story. And so as much as I would like to sit here tonight and say every plan we had came together perfectly, the truth is that it just did not. And
right.
so imagine my surprise. 8 weeks into the school year, we had a teacher who decided that she needed to move in a different direction. And I'd first just like to say that I actually have an immense amount of respect for this woman because she knew that she was to be put somewhere else, and she did that. Instead of staying this year and, you know, perhaps it not being a great fit and making it to the end of the year, I mean, imagine the time lost, right? And so I do respect her for just coming out with it and saying, like, I just believe that the Lord's calling me somewhere else. Of course, on the day of, that was a great shock to me. And I remember, you know, we had our conversation. I went back to my office and just hitting my knees because I thought, Lord, did I miss you? You know, because I was so prayerful about putting this team together and not making any hiring decisions until I really just felt the Lord's peace in it. And I was honestly just very overwhelmed. And so I left campus, got in my car, drove a few miles away, parked in a parking lot, and just got out my Bible. And I was just crying out to the Lord and just saying, what am I going to do? Because I have these three precious babies, right, that are already at a new school, that had already had a new teacher. Some of them, it was their first year of school ever because some of them had been homeschooled before.
Right.
And so just like, Lord, where do we go from here? And it's such an odd time to find a teacher, right? And so I remember I just opened the Word and I ended up in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. And it's about putting on the whole armor of God. And it was just so beautiful because it was, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. And then the end of the verse is, and having done all, to stand. And so in that moment, the Lord just spoke to my heart, and it was, you know, look to me. Do you believe everything that you say? Do you believe that this is my school, that I have it, that I orchestrate it, that I put it together? And so I remember I was like, yes. And so, okay, I'm going to stand. And I don't know what that looks like today, but I'm going to, I'll get over it. And I remember coming back to the office and having to tell you and going into your office. And you looked at me and you said, I don't think you're going to have to step into that classroom, because that's what I was preparing for. I said,
you know? I remember that, yeah.
And there were several times this year where I was like, here I am, Lord, send me. And he was like, sit down, Heather. I have somebody coming. Just wait, you know. And I remember thinking at the time that was so crazy. And then you said to me, today we cry, tomorrow we work. And that was such a good word, because there's been lots of days where I give myself that, today we cry, but tomorrow we work. And we just wait for the Lord to move. And so, you know, I gathered all my resources together, started pushing that. We were looking for a teacher, called that principal mentor who's so dear to us, and just, what do we do? And she said, I'm going to get it out. We're going to tell everyone. We're going to spread the word. And incredibly, like, this is just God's divine providence. Yes. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It was so the teacher gave us 2 weeks to find a replacement, and so it was the beginning of that second week, and I stepped in the classroom to start lesson planning, and I get this call from what turns out to be Miss Forner, and she just happens to say that she saw the ad, and actually, I had confided in a dear friend from Calvary, who was so gracious to just kind of keep this as a confidential thing, and she kind of spread the news, because she was a teacher, and so she has a pretty big teacher network, and Miss Forner saw it through her.
Wow.
And so then, you know, Miss Forner came in, and we did the interview, and like I said, there was such a peace in that moment, and I just knew that this is who the Lord had sent here. And the day the first teacher left was the day Miss Forner started. No lapse.
Yes. You know, again, see, that's, God has orchestrated all of that.
Yes.
You know, and I think this is a good place. That we have a question here, and this is probably bright perfect. It says, what are some of the promises, Heather, that you focused on to have? I'm sorry. I'm very skilled with iPhones. that you focused on to have the Lord's peace?
The scripture from Hebrews, that he'll never leave you or forsake you.
Yes.
He'll never relax his hold on you. Amen. So that those moments where, you know, I start to feel almost abandoned are those moments where I have this just intimate moment with the Lord that is so precious. And seeing him, like I said, the funny thing is, you know, that was our really first big hurdle for the year.
Right.
And then we had a similar circumstance a few months later, because again, I think the amount of work that goes into this every day is unbelievable. Nothing you could ever imagine or prepare for. You just have to be in it to understand it. And so it is very tiring, very labor intensive. And I've found myself, if I'm not operating in the Lord's strength, I instantly feel it, because there's like this physical burden. Mm-hmm. And then another one would be that the Lord's yoke is light. And so I'm like, oh, right, I have to give this back to you. It's not mine to carry. But also that another thing that's transferred from head knowledge to heart knowledge that I constantly remind myself of is that the Lord works everything for good for those that are called according to his purpose. And so I stand on that and say, Lord, I know that in no capacity could I do what I do. Without him setting this stage and him just equipping me and seeing his hand move constantly, you just see that he does work everything for good according to his purpose.
Yes, he does.
And so again, there was a similar circumstance, and it really shocked me to see how when we navigated that situation, there was this new filter. Because the first one, it was almost devastation, right? And then the second one, it was, okay, we're going to wait and see the Lord move, but get ready, because we're going to see the Lord move. And to have that perspective, even through this. I mean, who would have thought our first year of operation, the last 9 weeks of school would have been distance learning from home? I mean, what, right? But again, it was like, okay, we're going to see the Lord move, and he's going to reveal his plan. And so.
And he did.
Yes.
You know, through all of this, of course, God has put together the ideal team for here. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful they're going with us next year. But, you know, if there was just, say, we could, I know that we could talk about many victories and the way God has done it this year. But if you could just give us one specific, you know, the greatest victory you feel in your heart that we've had this year at Halton Christian School.
So, again, even though it's our first year, we've experienced so many things. And one of the situations I was put in that I'd kind of been counseled on by other private Christian school administrators was when a non-believing family is interested in enrolling. And so we found ourselves in that situation a couple months in. And I remember sitting with this family, and I was explaining to them, because I feel you have to be so careful. And we'd established early on, I mean, in a board meeting, it was formal, that we are mission work, that mm-hmm. our goal is to, again, bring these children into the knowledge of that Jesus Christ wants to have a relationship with them, that he is their Savior, and to just plant these seeds in their heart. And so this family sitting in front of me, and they like are very open that they are not Christians, and they were actually drawn to us because of our use of honorable character. And so they said, you know, we don't believe what you believe, but we love that Christians have great character typically. So, you know, we start talking, and during the family interview, I would share with them kind of our mission and whatnot. And so I had told them, you know, well, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is the only true God. He died for our sins, rose again, and that's what we teach in the classroom. And I said, you know, a lot of the work in the classroom is memorizing scripture and reading the Bible. And one of the things that we do that we've learned so much on how to do it well this year is biblically integrate the lessons. So even when we're teaching math, phonics, social studies, science, we're giving these children this just nugget of truth about either who God is or who they are to him. And it really is incredible to see the effect of that in a classroom. But I'm sharing with them, if you put him here, he's going to be immersed in the word and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, right? And so the dad said something to me that just stuck with me. And he said, you know, I just want my son to decide for himself who God is when the time is right. And so in that moment, I just instantly had the Lord's peace, and I knew they were a perfect fit, a perfect family fit for enrolling somebody that wasn't a believer. And so they actually enrolled their son part-time, and it didn't take long for him to love being at school. Of course, his teacher was a big part of that, right?
Sure.
But every morning we go through the same routine where we do a couple of praise and worship songs with the kids, and then we do our pledges, our Archer Creed. We move out to the outside to the cross, and we hold hands and pray, and then one of the kids gets to ring the bell. We have a weekly bell ringer, as you can see right there.
Right.
And so this is, you know, how we start our day. And this particular day, this family was running a little bit late. And so we're standing at the cross, we're holding hands, we're about to bow our heads to pray. And I see this dad and son running across the parking lot to join us in prayer. And just, wow, like, wow, the moment, I mean, that will be a cherished memory to me.
Yes.
Because not only did they run there, but they broke the circle to get in, right? And so we all bowed our heads, and we went to the throne of grace, and we prayed in Jesus' name. And just that moment was, wow. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, the Lord had really put it on my heart to give this family a Bible. And so I went to mention it to the teacher, and she actually had just had a conference with the parents and found out that the father requested a Bible so he could better understand his son's homework.
Wow.
And so we had the privilege of giving this family their first Bible, right? And then after that, the family had said that there was a change in their son when he would wake up and it was a school day. He was so excited, was ready to come. And if he woke up and found out it wasn't a school day, he was mad. He wanted to be here. So they called and asked if they could enroll him an additional day. And so we said, hey, we're small enough. We can make exceptions. Absolutely. Send him. Right? So he comes up here and gets to spend more time with his friends and with his teacher. And, again, just being immersed in the Word. And then we got word a few weeks later that the family had to move out of state.
Yes.
And so that was... so just a sad moment because this little boy, I mean, and you have to think too, especially with as small as we are, these children just really leave their mark on your heart, right? And so like this little boy, just absolutely precious, precious boy. And, the thought of him not being here was just, oh, and, so his teacher made him this, very special, scrapbook with all of his firsts that he'd done on campus and with his friends. And we gifted him a Bible, so he has his very own Bible. And then she had this great idea of the teachers writing him a letter. And so I remember I sat down to write this little boy and his family a letter, and the Lord just kept bringing me the image of his handprint on the wall.
Oh, yes.
And what's incredible, really, is that for me, this little boy really solidified us as mission work and like fulfilled that vision that we had to just reach these families too. And because of some spacing issues, we had an additional space on the wall when he joined. And so he is actually the first handprint on the wall.
Oh, wow.
And I just couldn't shake that like imagery and the Lord putting this on me. And then I just had this just epiphany moment in my office. And I just thought, what if it's him? What if it's him that the Lord uses to change the eternal destination of his family?
Amen.
And of his children? And to know that we were privileged to be a small part of that, you know, because this is still like a little baby. Of course, they're all babies to me, but to know, wow, how is the Lord going to use this moment? And so... on the last day, the family came up, and we had this really sweet goodbye party for him. And one thing we do at the end of each day is the kids line up on one side, the teachers line up on the other, and we sing, "The Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee." So the kids went around and shared a special memory with this little boy, and then we sang that to him and his family.
Oh, my.
And that was such a powerful moment because we were really sending them off, and it was really like, yes, Lord, just bless them and keep them. And may they find you, you know. And when the father was walking out, he stopped our admissions coordinator, Lindsay Papano, who's also just an incredible servant to this work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely pours her entire heart into this. And is so good at what she does when she meets these families and just loves them. And he told her, you know, when we enrolled him, I was skeptical. But it turned out to be the best decision we've ever made. And because of his experience here, they're looking for a Christian school in their new state.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so then...
that's a divine appointment.
Absolutely. And then this, like, again, God just continuing to show up. So then we find out months later that nobody gets to come on campus, right, because of COVID. And so there was this moment where, you know, like the first 3 weeks of that, I was very burdened, obviously just not being here with the children, I think. So much of what is fuel in the tank of a teacher is seeing the kids and that light bulb go off and that joy in their heart. And when that's taken away, it's so hard to just kind of adapt to that. And I woke up one morning and I just had this joy in my heart, and this little boy was on it. And I thought, oh my gosh, we're in a circumstance where he could come back because everybody's virtually learning right now. And so I touched base with his teacher, and she was all for it. And incredibly, she reached out to this family and just loved on them. And just 2 weeks ago, he joined his first Zoom call with his class. And so he was basically back at school. What other circumstance?
That is a God moment, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, dear Lord.
Yes.
You know, it's... those are things that, what I mean by how, it just, the adventure.
Yes.
We try to define it, but it's easier just to declare, God, you're moving, and let Him define it. Amen.
Yes.
You know, I understand I hate that they're not in the lunchroom.
Right.
Say something.
Yeah. Well, it's so empty, Pastor Bill.
I don't want to be like that. I'm sorry. But, you know, that was one of my favorite times because they were all there. They were all, you know, they love me and I love them.
Yeah.
It's such the cafe is a lonely place during the week
and
without
honestly,
them being there.
There's times where I have to, you know, pop into a classroom to grab something and walking around over there. And it is. And, you know, I remember another incredible thing is just how the Lord moves before us and just equips us with this wisdom that is just divine. That's the only way to describe it, because you remember when we were sitting and having the discussion of, do we close the school?
Yes.
And it was immediately the week after spring break. And so the mandate hadn't come yet that we were going to have to. And so we were going back and forth because obviously that was such a difficult decision. And we decided that we would have the teachers on campus that next week. The kids would continue their learning at home. And about midway through the week, we realized we weren't coming back. And so we prepared for the rest of the school year, and every family had everything they needed to finish the year, stay the course.
What a great job you guys did, and you worked all of so hard and pulled it off.
The teachers, it was amazing.
Yes.
I mean, some of them were here until 11 o'clock at night some days.
Right.
So, but, you know, the last day, every morning before we start the day with the children, the teachers and I meet at the handprint wall. And we pray together, and each of the teachers lifts up every child by name. And so we went to that wall that last day, and there was just this sadness because none of us knew when we would see each other again, when we would see the children again, or if we were coming back. But I think in our spirit, we all kind of knew that we weren't this year, which is why we had prepared in the way that we did. And then, you know, just seeing all of these teachers just kind of pour their hearts out before the Lord over these children and just praying about the circumstance that was before us, and that, you know, we would just stay focused, that we would not grow weary, that we would find a way to make this, to make it as if we were in their homes with them when we talk to them, and to find a way to make these lessons fun, because you have to give it to the parents too. I mean, like I said, we lost one day of educating during this whole circumstance, which, again, all glory to the Lord that we were able to do that. But, man, look at those parents that have stepped up to the plate, because our students are doing what they would do in the classroom.
Right.
And so it's heavy. But the parents have also just come alongside us and have just picked up the gauntlet and have just taken on a lot of the responsibility of that. And like I said, just the way that God has gone before us and continues to do so.
Yes. Yeah, it's been an amazing year, Heather. And I'm so thankful for all the teachers. I'm thankful for you, Lindsay, everybody that works so hard. I mean, you guys get here before I do. You know what I mean? My goodness. And it's been a tremendous year. I'm proud of everything that's been accomplished. I know the LNFI board is tremendously thankful for your leadership and the teachers that God has brought, and especially for the beautiful kiddos. It's just been a joy. So now that graduation is about to happen, where are we going to go next year? How are we preparing? Because we don't know where we're going in the sense of this COVID-19 thing. So what are we doing for the next school, the new school year that's coming?
Right, and that's a question that I get from our team that I ask myself. And the unique thing is, from the start of this, the Lord has given me vision for where we were going. And at this time, one of the most difficult things is that my word from him now is just to wait. And that is so hard when you've come from this huge season of just plowing and grinding and digging. And then it's like, hey, the mission for the month of May is to just enrich this for these children. How can we get together? How can we make their graduation special? Right? So what we're doing to prepare, since we don't really know what next year is going to look like at this time, is we're fully prepared to come back on campus, and obviously that's everybody's hope.
Yes.
We have actually seen through this that our teachers are very good at this virtual learning thing, and so much so that we've gotten really positive feedback, and I think the Lord kind of laid it on my heart that he may be opening a door for this to be something that we pursue in the midst of having our on-campus operation, because he did plant this little private school, but it has a homeschool heart. And so as a partnership with homeschooling families that perhaps don't want to send their children to school on campus but would like to have access to a teacher to discuss their child's development and to have these lesson plans that are just, you know, solid curriculum but that the teachers prepared from their years of experience and wisdom,
right.
And for these kids to have an opportunity to have a virtual lesson with a teacher, and for the parents to have that too, and to just kind of talk about the year. So we're prepared to do that if that's kind of where this whole pandemic leads us. And to be honest, we're prepared to do a combination of the two. So we're really just kind of looking at, it's going to be option A, B, or C.
Right.
But the directive from the Lord is wait. And so we'll wait until he defines it. But we're ready to go wherever he sends us. So.
Amen. I think we're going to have, I think that this year two, mm-hmm. No doubt is going to be filled with challenges.
Yes.
But I think it's going to be one of the greatest years that God ever gives this school.
Yes.
Will be next year. Mm-hmm. He's put the team. He has the principal. You follow me?
Yeah.
And more kids are coming in.
Right.
Yes. I mean, we're still in the enrollment
right.
Time. So I believe all that is going to happen, and God's going to do great, great, great things. And, you know, I just love what Rahel's scripture that she sent. That's, you know, that's one of my adventure scriptures. You follow me? Because, you know, go to a place you've never gone before. And that's where we're going.
Right.
You know, we're going, and that's where the church is going. It's where we've always gone. I don't know tomorrow, but I know who has tomorrow. I know that we didn't raise up this church. We didn't raise up this school. But we know who did.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I believe it's going to be a great, great time. And I thank you for your leadership. And I thank you for, and I, just dedication, Heather. I thank God for that. You know, I was going to close with a prayer. But you know what, Abby? I want you to go ahead if you don't mind. Can we do a video and then I'll close with prayer? Is that okay? Yeah, let's do that. So you guys at home there that are watching, I want to watch this video myself because it blessed me so much. I wept. And I'm not going to weep after I watch it this time.
I love you, Pastor Bill.
I love you, Pastor Bill.
I love
Buddy, Pastor Bill.
Love you, Pastor Bill.
I love you, Pastor Bill.
Bless you, Pastor Bill.
Bless you, Pastor Bill.
I love you, Pastor Bill.
And I want you to know that I love you more than you can ever imagine. Isn't God wonderful? I can't tell you a lot of things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I'm thankful, Lord, that You know how much I love these little children and how special they are to my heart. I thank you for that video. It'll be sacred to me the rest of my life. And Lord, we pray over not only Halton Christian School teachers and Heather, Lord, and all that they're doing, but over all teachers tonight. We lift them up to the throne of grace. And Lord, how we need Christian educators giving our children, helping our children to have a biblical worldview. What a glorious thing you've given unto us, Father. So we lift them up to you tonight. Lord, we lift up, matter of fact, again, the whole issue with the COVID-19. We ask you, Lord, to kill the virus, to let it leave and depart our land. We pray over those that are ill tonight, Lord. Let them live. And Father, we pray over the needs of every teacher, all of our teachers. Lord, that you bless them, that you keep them, that you prosper them, and that you protect them, O God. And I pray in Jesus' name that you use Halton Christian School for the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his precious name we pray tonight. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And we all say amen. Amen. I love you dearly.